Here Sindhu. Sindhu, you know? Sindhu. In India. Like Kumkum. She is telling that Tulsi Devi, Tulsi Manjari, is telling the four Devi. With her, what is
brass,
ratna salaka, with golden
brasses,
will I do your sendur rekha this? And that will ornament your Alkavali. Alkavali. Alkavali means this hair, curve. No? So that Krishna will be attracted at once. So what you want to ask?
No, it was just with the kundala.
Kundala. Kunda means he mane, this is shooting the kundal. It means mane, sing here. But where? Here is Krishna. So Krishna sees it. And that bow left lift the arrow on Krishna by the side of kundal. This is the meaning.
Bansivadan.
What? Bansivadan is also right?
No. For it?
Or Bansivadan. Badan means mouth. Bansi has kept on the mouth.
Bansivadan is Krishna's name, sir.
This is the name of Krishna.
Manjari, they just experience what Radharani experienced when they are sarasana with her. So, what do they experience when they are not sarasana with her?
Can you speak more?
She's saying that last time when she asked you about the Manjari, you said that sometimes they are not Kadatmika with Radharani. So he's wondering, what are they feeling when they are not Kadatmika with them?
All times not Kadatmika. But when Krishna and Radha are together and there Srimati Radhika is texting Krishna, at that time, Tadatmika. When she is in Dira, they are Tadatmika in Srimati Radhika. In his happiness, they feel happiness by Tadatma. In their sorrow and Dira separation, they become like Srimati Radhika. But when Srimati Radhika orders them to do anything, to give a letter to Krishna, she goes, at that time, not Tadatmika. At this time of serving, sometimes Tadatma, and sometimes not Tadatma. Like
this is for all the Manjaris?
All the Manjaris. But yet, they have some special qualities. Some are fanning, some are chamaring, some are getting karpur, karpurman,
temper.
Some are making flowers, garland, some are special, they are specialist in this karnabhushan, some are specialist in this, some are in chitrakari, painting, So there are every kinds of quality. They may cheat others, their husband, their
brother-in-law,
all others. They can do any thing very supportful for Radha and Krishna. They are also expert in Krishna bringing to them, Srimati Radhika bringing to Krishna, and all other everything they are expert. But in them there are so many qualities.
They will see
all these things. They may be at that time when Madan avastha of Radha, Srimati Radhika is in Madan. And if they are there, then they will have sadatma with Srimati Radhika. But that thing of Srimati Radhika, not their own. But they will taste. They can taste. But these things are their not own. They can taste. That mood is not even in Lalita, what to tell in Manjari. Not even Lalita Vishakha Jitya. Anything more? Not now? Understand, when Srimati Radhika in the left of Krishna, and Radhika is seeing that very still. Oh Krishna, where you are, I am waiting. Manjari is seeing. She thinks that she is in the lap of Krishna. But Radhika is seeing that, where is Krishna? This will not come in there. Even not in Lalita. But they are seeing how extended this movie. They will see Radhika, and वो Radhika जी को देखेंगे, किंतु Radhika जी को देख करके जो Radhika जी कह रहे हैं ये सारे कहाँ गए थे, ये उनमें नहीं होगा, होगा? उनमें नहीं, किसी में नहीं। और उनके जो दुख और सुख हैं ये उनमें कुछ तादात्म्य हो सकता है। हाँ वो सब तो थोड़ा सा और क्या होता है मैं जानता थोड़े हूँ, मैं अपने मन से बना करके कह रहा हूँ। आई एम टेलिंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स फ्रॉम माई माइंड, व्हाट बिकम्स देयर आई डोंट नो, आई हैव नो रियलाइजेशन टू टेल। दैट गदाधर इज शक्ति ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु, कृष्णा इज हिमसेल्फ गौरचंद्र having the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika, but actually he is Krishna, and Radha is Gadadhar. Gadadhar is Srimati Radhika, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the mood of Radhika, Krishna has the mood of Radhika and also beauty, but yet Radhika is in the full shape of Gadadhar there and watching Krishna. As a Radhika she is watching that how Krishna is playing the portfolio of Srimati Radhika. She is watching. And if any wrong, Krishna does wrong, then he at once plays that part. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Krishna in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, takes it and he does reform of that thing. But actually she is a Radhika, but here not as a Radhika. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Parahapidam Natabaku, and not taking very good part of that, then Gadadhar from the
behind the curtain,
she is weeping and very sweetly uttering this. Then Krishna also, that is Mane Mahaprabhu also repeats like so. Then he told that who is under state. Then anyone told that Gadadhar is weeping, he is there. So there are two kinds of worshipping of Gaur Chandra, with Gaur Nityanand and Gaur Gadadhar. And Gaur Vishnupriya also. Three kinds of. Those who are in Saktharas, they will worship them Gaur Nityananda. Those who are in Vishnu mood, Narayan mood, then Gaur Vishnu Priya. And those who are of Madhuras, they will worship them as a Gaur Gadadhara. But this will do. It is for other suvis or other person, not for his own will. And the things which are in Rupa Goswami's book, Nishlo, and what is the Siksha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which is right Purva and upper, means the things which are right before and will be right afterward. So having some connection, he has written everything, and that things are his own, following Rupa Goswami.
So what is this King Shidli Kitam Svekshaya mean?
Svekshaya means I am writing it by my wish. And that wish depends not on me, but depends what Rupa Goswami has told before and what he will tell after, and I will have to decide by comparison what is right Siddhanta. That I have written by Svechha. Svechha means willingly. And the things which I am writing for the benefit of unqualified devotees, it is for others. I am doing by other things.
Parichcha.
For mane, other than me. And to fulfill their wish, I am telling. But more.
And then you speak about these 11 principles, Punjava Dharma, relation, age, name, and then the two last ones, Parakashta Svas, and then Parakashta Svas, that means that we want to be with Srimati Radharani.
Highest
excellent.
Highest thing which I demand. That is parakastha swar.
And what is the last, the 11th point? So parakastha swar is that we want to have become Palyadasis of Srimati Radharani?
Mm-hmm.
That we want to become Palyadasis of Srimati Radharani?
I cannot live without Srimati Radhika. Sorry. This is if Krishna is there, if Krishna comes, I don't want to live without the service of Radha.
So what is the difference?
So that was the last point?
Parakastha swar means service of Srimati Radhika. This is parakastha swa.
So what is the difference between 10 and 11?
Palyadasi means to serve Radhika in the act. And here to serve Srimati Radhika. Very little difference. I cannot live without your seva. And I am your Palyadasi man. You have bagged me. I'm yours.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he has taken the golden color of Srimati Radharani. And oh, actually, he is the biggest cheater. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the biggest cheater because he has cheated everyone taking the color of Srimati Radharani. And then you say, Narahara Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna stole in the Radha Kanti. And in the 12th shlok, he has only described this cheating fact. But cheating fact. Cheating propensity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you haven't said from where, what shlok, from where. You have said the 12th shlok. You said that Narahara Chakravarti Thakur had said it. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
An example you gave from Narahara Chakravarti Thakur, but you didn't say from where it was when he was talking about it.
Yes, let's come to this stop. And in first slok he has given. Satyananda Nashtakam. You are left it. All left should come to me. You are also left it.
Let me let
that's by Narahara Chakravarti Thakur.
Gopinam kutukum kumena nititam basah kimasyarunam nindit kanchan kanti rasa rasika klesen gauram daho tasam gaad karabhi nandan bandan rasal lomo Rishyate Aschajyam Sakipascha Lampat Guru Sanyasi Visham Sito. He is telling that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what?
Why don't
pointing out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, he is Lampat Guru. Lampat Guru, you know?
Yes, he is her.
The Guru of?
He is her.
So many lakhs of Lampat, he is Guru of all. Now he has taken Sannyasi way. And by Sannyasi way, his clocks are what? Sukum Kamena Nikitam. The gopis who use the kumkum here, the kumkum is that
color.
Why he is called Bobu? Why he is called Ranga? Golden color. He has taken the Kanchan Kanti, golden color. Rasa Rasika. Who are Rasa Rasika? Srimati Radhika, Lalita Chandravali, Padma, all Lalita Radhika, all Rasa Rasika. Their Kanti he has taken. And how he has become? Gaur Bapu, golden color. Tasam Gada Karadi Dandam Rasol Lomot Samodrishyati. He is now in Sattik. Because
this
Kampa of all are going on. Why? Because all the gopis what they have told here, Rasa Rasika gopis, that Rasa Lampat Guru has
stolen.
Alingan karna chaha.
Embrace.
And that is why he has so pure cancer. So he is Lampat Guru in the Sannyasi. This is the first log of Satyananda.
It's about here you said,
in what is log?
Govardhan, the one about Govardhan. 18.
Antaya Adrabala Haridasa Variga.
And this says, Srimati Radhika has two perceptions. One when she is in Braj, and the other one when she is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When she is perceiving herself as...
Who? What time is that?
Srimati Radhika.
Has two moods.
Yeah.
When?
One when she is in Braj, and one when she is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When she is perceiving herself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her bhava is there, but there's also some differences. And then you also often said that we should see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Srimati Radhika. But then...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Shri Krishna, Lampat Guru. He is Lampat Guru. And Radhika is so sarav. And he is so Lampat. And Sutha Jintam?
Liar.
That liar and cheater. It takes the most of Radhika and color of Radhika. And now he is acting like Radhika. But actually he is Krishna. And Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. Watching Krishna. That how he is acting my part.
So what does it mean then that it says that she has two perceptions, when she's in Braj and one when she's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna has taken the mood of Radhika and acting like Srimati Radhika. This is one.
Yeah.
And second is, Gadadhar Pandit is there standing and watching him. Separately he is Srimati Radhika. And think that she has taken my mood and color. But yes, mood and color is the Radhika also. But he has like, I take some pose, your some pose, or anyone's pose. My pose and everything is with me. But I am posing like you, or like Krishna. Srimati is posing like Krishna. But she is not Krishna. In this, similarly, Krishna is Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Srimati Radhika is separately in the form of Gadadhara and what? Not really. I have told in this mood that she has two kinds of manifestations are one in Mahaprabhu and another in Gadadhara. Or when he lives in Vrindavan Braja, one kind, and here in another. Here is Krishna is following when there is separation, move in Radhika, in Braja, and is following Radhika and in Gambhira he is acting like Srimati Radhika. Otherwise, there I have told that Krishna, Srimati Radhika has three kinds of manifestation. One is Braja, another is Dwarka, and third is in Kurukshetra. When she is in Vrindavan, her first house. Vrishabhan Nandini Srimati Radhika. And when she is in Dwarka, then he is now Vrindavan is there. Tirahini. Pama. Tirahini. And when she is in Kurukshetra, Sanjogini. Sanjogini or Pama. Sanjogini or Pama.
Anuruddha also has done. It is the symbol of Devata.
Mm-hmm.
Devata, you know?
Right. Heroism.
So anyone wants that his my husband should be so strong.
Mm.
A father wants that my son-in-law should be so fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Mother thinks like so. So in Kshatriya it is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna took the side of Arjun. Arjun kidnapped his mother. So it is.
Why does Krishna enjoy seeing the residents of Vrindavan feel such deep separation from him?
Mm-hmm.
Why does Krishna seem to enjoy watching the residents of Vrindavan feel great separation from him? You were saying last week that in the Leelas, Krishna Leela, he is watching to see how they're almost dying. Does he enjoy seeing their mood?
He was thinking that how much they love Krishna. That in my separation, they are about to die. And seeing this, Krishna has so much love, affection, and everything for them. And he wanted. He also wants to see us in calamity, in suffering, what they do for me. Each father, mother, sister, and all others, villagers, all are opposite to me. They don't want that my daughter or my son should go to Krishna. But if anyone goes, then Krishna has so much affection for that. Because you see that he has sacrificed everything for you. If all ISKCON devotees are warning you not to come here, all are warning. And they are giving so much pain for Shakti Krishna. If he will come here to meet Maharaj, he will not give any scope for you to live in his car. Your two boys will be suspended for
Gurukul.
And you also. We have no sympathy for you. Yet you are coming to me, then I will say, oh.